This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and if you are listening to this episode on the day it airs, it means that it is May 11th, 2017. We are almost halfway through the fifth month of the year, basically almost at the halfway point of 2017 already, and I want to take our time together today to have a bit of a gut check. I think we all know and have experienced that it is way too easy for the weeks and months to fly by, even the years to fly by. And I know for me, too many of the years in my life, I've wasted. Time has gone by without me creating my best life, without me doing the work that would make my life better, my health better, my happiness more complete, right? Why? I don't want that for you or for me. I don't want another day, week, month, year to go by without taking advantage of the dozens of opportunities we have every single day to make things better for ourselves. So we're going to kind of do a little bit of a record scratch today. Hold up and take a look at what we're doing and not doing and how we can make some improvements and adjustments today. I know you know this, but the truth is there's so much more available to each one of us. We're not living at our potential, right? We're not as happy as we could be. We're not as healthy as we could be. We're not accomplishing as much as we could that would make our lives fuller, that would increase our confidence and our courage, that would expand our lives in every direction. So we're going to take a minute and take stock and course correct where we need to course correct. It is our mid-year gut check. What I would love for you to do when you can, and if you can do it right now, even better, I want you to sit down with a piece of paper and ask yourself and answer the following questions, starting with, am I making the progress I want to make? If I keep doing what I've been doing, am I going to be pleased with myself, excited and proud at the end of the year? Now, don't overthink this, guys. Let's just be black and white. Yes or no? If you have to hem and haw, the answer is no, right? If it's not a hell yes, it's a no. Make it that simple. We don't need to be like, well, sometimes, I mean, when I'm well rested or like Monday through Friday. No, if you have to kind of make an argument one way or another, it is a no. So the questions are this: am I making the progress I want to make? If I keep doing what I've been doing, am I going to be pleased and proud at the end of the year? If you aren't making the progress you want to make, if you aren't happy with how things are going, what am I doing to contribute to the trouble I'm having? What am I doing to contribute to the trouble I am having? Why am I not successful? Now, as you answer those last questions, let me add this. It's not about your family. It's not about your job. It's not about your money or your time. It's not about anything outside of your control. If you're getting the results you want, it's because you're doing something well. If you're not getting the results you want, it's because of something you're not doing well. So as you go through this exercise, I want you to go through it with extreme ownership. There is no placing the blame on other people or other things. What are you doing well? What are you not doing well? What needs to change? The other trap that a lot of people are going to fall into is getting really down on themselves as they do this. Don't. That is not a good use of your energy. I want you to be able to identify your weaknesses without beating yourself up, without getting dramatic or becoming the victim and feeling sorry for yourself. I want you to do this not only with extreme ownership, taking responsibility for what am I doing well, what am I not doing well, but also just these are the facts and I'm going to be objective versus emotional. It is as black and white or clear cut as I'm eating too much. I'm making too many excuses. I'm breaking these specific promises that I've made to myself. I'm not tracking, or maybe I'm being too negative. This is judgment. This is curiosity. It is not criticism. It is an objective evaluation. And I shared the other day, I think it was on a podcast, but I lose track of where I said what, that we're so resistant to being honest about our weaknesses as if we should be perfect. Dude, come on. We all have weaknesses. And when we identify them, when we're honest, when we're not dramatic about it, those are our chances to get better, right? We get so egocentric about where we are not perfect. I suck. I'm weak. What's wrong with me? No, none of that helps. Every single one of us have weaknesses, and every single one of us, our weaknesses represent opportunity. Those of us who improve and own the fact that, yeah, I have things I don't do well, when we accept that and we see it as an opportunity to get better and do better and be happier and healthier, we get better and we improve. But for the people who resist their weaknesses, who resent them, who try to avoid them, they stay stuck and unsatisfied and unhappy. I recently heard Tom Bilyeu say, and for those of you who don't know who Tom Bilyeu is, he's one of the co-founders of Quest Nutrition. He said, never view yourself through the lens of a moment. Never view yourself through the lens of a moment. When we do that, that is like saying, I suck because I overate today, or I suck because I skipped my workout. That's viewing yourself through the lens of a moment, right? If you're getting all sad and beating yourself up over a weakness, which is what we're trying to do today, is identify those weaknesses. If you're beating yourself up over it, it's because you're in part or in full defining yourself by it. You're saying that it's who you are, or at a minimum has a big impact on your character or your potential. And none of that is true. It's just a simple objective observation about choices you have made. And moments of choice are not defining, right? Never view yourself through the lens of a moment. It's not any part of who you are or what you are capable of. And so we have to start by defining this weakness or the responsibility we have in why we aren't getting the results we want. That is the first step of our mid-year gut check. Identify the weakness and then start training, practicing your improvement. I got an email the other day from a listener. And she wrote several paragraphs about where she's struggling. Long story short, she's snacking and grazing at night when she's not hungry, and she's going overboard on the weekends with both food and alcohol. So the question you ask yourself when you start to identify the weakness is, what am I going to do about it? And this is where people trip up, because we set this high bar standard. We let our ambition supersede our experience or our readiness to change or our willingness to change. We're just over ambitious with the changes we take on, and then we fall short and we feel even worse than we did before. That's not what we're going to do now. It doesn't work. It's not what we're going to do. I want you to get very specific and granular about the change you want to make. So script out what it is that you are doing that is holding you back and focus on one thing. It's okay if there are five or six, like welcome to the human experience. We all have that. But pick one area of weakness that you think is a biggest contributor to why you aren't seeing the results you want, and script it out with so much specificity that if I was going to live as you for a day, I would act and think as you do when you're doing this thing. Okay? Once you have that, look at it objectively without judgment. We all have weaknesses, and for every one of us, they are opportunities. Don't define yourself through the lens of that moment. What is one concrete improvement you could make? So a few examples. Maybe if you are somebody that snacks from dinner till bedtime, you're going to pick one thing to eat after dinner. You're going to pick one snack each evening. You're going to sit down, you're going to enjoy it, but there's not going to be two or three or four. Maybe that's your one thing. Or maybe if weekends are your struggle, like the person that emailed me, you say, you know what? Either I'm going to have a fat loss friendly dinner and a drink, or I'm going to skip the drink to indulge in a dinner that's not quite so fat loss friendly, right? It's either or. I'm not doing both. Your definition of the improvement is going to depend on the specificity of your weakness. So when you get really, really clear about how you're contributing to your lack of success, then you can identify one granular improvement, all right? It's as straightforward as, what are you doing to contribute to the problem? And what are you able and willing to practice doing to contribute to the change, to the improvement, to the new normal? And then start practicing. We're halfway through the year. We've got to stop waiting for a better time or a higher level of motivation. We've got to stop acting like we have unlimited time and unlimited chances, because we don't. And I don't want any of us wasting any more. We've experienced all of the excuses already and all of the temptations and all of the indulgences, but we haven't yet experienced the success that is waiting for us. The temptations, the excuses, the indulgences, they don't have anything else to offer you, right? But the success and the progress and the pride, that does, that's new. I was on the phone with one of my clients the other day. She's working super hard on stepping into her potential and creating her best life instead of keeping herself chained by her own choices to a life where she feels like she's missing out and not feeling good about herself. And this particular client, she loves Chick-fil-A. And I can relate to that, though I haven't been there in a couple years probably. That was my breakfast and route to work for years and years and years. So this client, she's been crushing it with her food choices, with her self-care, with her sleep, finances, movement, you name it. So I'm in her journal every day, and one day she writes, and she knows I'm there, obviously. One day she writes that she went to Chick-fil-A. And I just responded, was it worth it? Tell me about it. Like, how did you feel about it afterwards? And she said, no, it wasn't worth it. Like, she got excited about it beforehand, but then afterwards she was like, it wasn't worth it. So we were talking on the phone a couple days later, and I said something along the lines of, and you gotta use your imagination with me here on this one. Come on, you can do it. I said, imagine that there are like two big warehouses. They're huge. They're the same exact size. And these warehouses are where you go to make choices. Like I said, use your freaking imagination for a minute. They're where you go to make choices, right? And there are two warehouses because there are two types of choices. The choices that make you proud and the ones that don't. Inside these warehouses is joy, pleasure, right? And I said, you've been going to this warehouse on the left for years, Chick-fil-A. Beers with your friends, nachos at the restaurant, candy at the gas station, ice cream on the weekends. And you can still make those choices. But here's the thing. You've been to that warehouse so many times that it's empty. There's no more joy there. You've used it all up. You cannot extract any more joy from those choices. You've used it all up. You can still make those choices in large part because it's still a mental habit, right? You're turning what used to bring you joy, but it doesn't anymore because that warehouse is empty. You've used it all up. But this other warehouse, that's the exciting one because you haven't even started with that one, and it is full of joy and pleasure and fulfillment. It feels weird going over there sometimes because it's not your natural habit or routine. You always went to the other one, but it is full of joy and pleasure and fulfillment that you've never experienced. So that feeling when you've had a long day of work and you're totally exhausted and you start to talk yourself into going to Chick-fil-A because you're just done with it, right? But then you remember there's no more pleasure there. And you go over to that other warehouse, right? You go home and you make yourself a cauliflower crust pizza, and immediately you feel like a superhero. You did the hard thing and you are proud. And where if you had gone to Chick-fil-A, you would have been like, why did I do that? There's no more joy there. But this good choice from this other warehouse that you haven't yet even tapped into, you feel pleasure and joy and fulfillment. You did a hard thing and you are proud. And you do it consistently and your body starts to change and you see that, and the pleasure and the joy and the fulfillment grows. That choice to skip a workout and lay on the couch and watch Friends reruns, you can do that. You can choose that, but there's no more joy in it for you. It's just the feeling of blah, or why can't I be more motivated? But if you head in the other direction over to that other warehouse that's a little bit unfamiliar and you make the choice to do the workout, to get up off the couch, even when it's hard, and take care of yourself, that's where all the joy is. That's where the pleasure comes from now, because the joy's all tapped out in the other one. You've used it all up. Guys, the time flies by. And most of us have experienced the full spectrum of living with regret and wishing we had done things differently. So let's pull ourselves together and focus on doing the hard work today. It will bring joy and pleasure and fulfillment. It might feel hard at first because it's newer. Do the hard work today. What is today's work? What is today's effort? What is today's practice and training to step into your potential and take advantage of the precious time you have? Because we don't have unlimited time. We don't have unlimited choices. Do the hard work today. Do the hard work tomorrow. Do the hard work the day after. Dedication and patience. It's so easy to be scattershot and to make no progress because we're taking one step in 20 directions and creating chaos and overwhelm while missing out on the thrill of progress and momentum that we would get if instead of taking one step in 20 directions, we took 20 steps in one direction. Right? Your next effort, your next choice. How can you make it your best? How can you make it your best? How can you make this day count? How can you take full advantage of the opportunities that exist for you today? That's what it's all about. And if you take that approach every single day, this year will be the best one you've ever had. Love you guys. Make today count. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.